Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Does God Love Gay People? The gay community is vilified or glorified, love them or hate them. The fact remains, with all the rhetoric from both sides of the aisle, neither minister to the needs of these people. In all my years listening to this debate, I have never heard a sound argument from either camp as to why being gay is right or wrong in God's eyes. What's worse is no one even cares as to what can be done to help them through all the confusion. I will have mercy, not sacrifice. Those are the words of God. People come in two general flavors, those who are not interested in pleasing God and those who are. From time to time, these two groups suffer a fierce dynamic of intolerance toward each other. So much so, that both sides are blind to the needs of the very people caught seeking a decisive action from them to live a meaningful life. In this debate, it's the gays. Here's how I see it. The side not interested in pleasing God says, God loves everyone regardless of what you do. They say this because they truly have no idea of the sacrifice needed to please God, because frankly they're not interested. Furthermore, they don't try to research or understand what God wants from us, and that's okay. On the other hand, there are those like myself very interested in pleasing God. The problem with our side is, we research the scriptures and try to understand what God wants from us, and our tendency is to condemn those that are not doing it, and that is to our shame. Our people should show mercy, love and educate those in error of God's will, otherwise the outcome is devastating, as we now see. First, I want to address my group. If we lived in Israel of the Old Testament, there is little doubt that the gay community would suffer judgment by way of stoning. However, we don't. We live in America under a body of laws that are not based upon the will of God. They're based on the endowment of freedom by a creator. Furthermore, each has the right to worship anything as God, a choice that even God accepts. Simply put, it's their right. Christians may not agree with it, but we must abide by it. Therefore, what gays do is between them and God. Paul said, "Do not judge another man's servant." I will never agree with the gay lifestyle. They don't believe what I believe, but condemnation is not in the Christian's job description. That's God's job. God tells me love my neighbor as myself, and that is what God expects of me. I'm not interested in the political machinery. I'm interested in saving souls. I don't care if those souls are gays deciding to repent or men in adulterous relationships deciding to repent. According to God's word, both lifestyles are displeasing. If you're a gay person reading this article, try to understand, I don't condemn you. I'm afraid for you. I see a danger that perhaps you don't see. My hope is that my explanation will help you understand a trap that you may fall into. I see people who are sensually and physically attracted to people of the same gender. You're confident that this type of sexuality is right because your body desires it. Finally, in God's eyes, it must be right because He made you to feel this way. The error is this: if Scripture is our guide to God, and it is, because Scripture is where today's monotheistic God came from, then God did not create you this way. God originally created man to desire the opposite sex. However, when Adam ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, his body genetically changed from desiring the woman to anything that his eyes could behold. Therefore, a new weakness was introduced into Adam's life that did not exist before. This weakness is emotional and physical lust, and is not pleasing to God according to the Bible. Now, what may be pleasing to Adam may not be pleasing to God. So, While your emotions may be telling you what you're feeling is good, your understanding and logic using God's laws are there to help guide you through and make the decision that will please God. Now, does God love gay people?
Yes.
He died for gay people too. Everyone including gays must understand, humanity chooses God. God already chose us when he was born of a virgin, lived, performing miracles, died by crucifixion, rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, giving all the ability to be children of God. Now it is up to us. We choose God by showing our love when we ask him to forgive us of our sin condition through Christ, by accepting the work that Jesus did through the crucifixion onto the ascension, by living our lives in a way that pleases him. Only then do we become acceptable to God by accepting this truth, that God gave his only begotten Son so that the world might be saved. Might. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.